barge, and I guess it's
Warrior, the Jackson. Go ahead, Fred.
Any thoughts on this barge? Did you want to do it on the chain or?
Or bridles.
How long have pigtails on it there?
I don't know, maybe 8 feet or something?
I was probably just going to take it on the chain, I think.
Okay. Well, life might be easy if I just put a 120-foot deck line on and just dump it, and then you just come and pick the lock and haul it aboard.
I can do that if you want, sure. Yeah, just when we get closer, you can just drop that one, I guess, and let it drift. I'll slow this one down and drop stuff off the boat and stuff.
Yep, exactly. It's, weather's conducive for us. There's things around. I got a strip. I just want to put that one direct to the tow line. I want the 60 feet of line on there as well. So it'll take me a couple minutes to pull it off the drum and the board. And I'll just dump it in the water. I'll put a good long deck line on it for you so you can just easily pick it up. I have a port and starboard light up on it, but no stern light. So maybe what I'll do is I'll just give you a stern light, and that should compensate for what you put up, eh?
Okay, yeah, the lights on this barge, the starboard light's not working on it on this one.
Light went on, but it didn't, eh?
Wrong with it there, so if you wanted just to keep the lights on it, you'll have to change that one out.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I can do that. I can strip this if you want. Once I drop it, I can just snook alongside it, grab my lights, and once we get that one picked up, I guess you can grab there. Will that work?
On the barges, right? We can do that if you want, but like I say, you'll have to change out that starboard one here anyway on this barge. So.
Oh, well, enough, right? So I'll dump this one, I'll fly alongside, I'll pull the lights on it, and then you'll be just drifting with the other one. I'll just go alongside it and switch the nav lights out, your three back, and then come up and take it off you. How's that?
That'll work out good. Your guy can pick the pickup line there and wrap it off there so it doesn't go under the barge or something. That'd probably work better.
Okay. And if it's conducive, we're not flopping around, I can probably just come alongside. Just give you a goal line, and you can just hook it to the chain, but if she's moving around, just dump it up.
Either or. Yeah, it'd probably be just as easy for me to drop it, or whatever, and like I say, have a little pickup line there hooked up. Oh, well, we'll see when we get closer there. It'll take a while to slow these things down and that.
But if it's more comfortable to drop it, which because you can't lock up on it, so it'll be, we'll be drifting around. It's easier just to cut them both loose and drain products and then go chase our barges down.
You bet. All right, we'll see when we get closer then. Your trip, what's that place?
Oh, the weather was good. There's no problem there. We didn't have any wind. Started out with a meter and a half or two, and then by the time we got down there, we had about a meter. Coos Bay is not exactly, I've never been in there, I've gone by it. It's not exactly a place to go, sort of be entertaining. Get that, you know, 5 or 6 meter stuff running in there, it will definitely keep you awake.
Pretty tight, getting in there.
The 300 foot wide channel, and the tide set. Rule on the entrance, and basically you go between two rock piles, rock jetties. It would be narrower than entering the Fraser River, assuming that the red cans were a rock jetty as well. Just chuck in a ocean.
That's exactly what it was. I think I measured it out there. It's the same width as the entrance to the river, basically.
Normally, with the tide running across the front of it, it's not tide created, it's wind created, so it just depends on the wind direction, but even southerlies tend to put the swell, oddly enough, to the south, so it blows up the beach and interacts with the beach and then runs down the jetty. So it varies a little bit, but throw in the fact it's a river, have either, you know, water moving out, it just makes it entertaining, so not a nice place, so even that piece of 2-inch on the deck here, it's not enough. I need a bigger piece of surge chain just to go in and out of there. Just to shorten up as short as you possibly can, and then the slip line is required as you go in, so, and 100 foot wide channel, and you don't have a lot of room, so you can't flip a lot of lines, so you gotta have a heavy chain.
Yeah, you bet. So the corner, when you do that turn to port there, is it pretty tight there?
No, there's a fair whack of room in that corner. It does set to the south. And then the tide ricochets its way up the whole way, so one way it's setting off the buoy to the other buoy, and then you get up past that buoy and it sets the other way. So it kind of zigzags up the channel. So that's just entertaining. You got a barge that's not towing right and it wants to zigzag back and forth, it's just going to be a nightmare. You know, so it's imperative that the loads get right when they're going out, because of course the same thing happens, right?
Did you have, like, less than a link out kind of thing when you were transversing the channel?
Less than a link. Probably a half a wrap. And even that was looking long.
Nice. How were the assist boats going?
We had a tractor and a push boat. The odd thing about it is just, you know, give him some information to help him out, you know, sort of stumble through it. But we'll work our way through that. But it is the top floods up there, but it actually wants to lift you off the dock, so it takes about half a thruster, even on a little bit of tide, just to try and hold the Jackson up towards the dock, just to hold her square. Never mind, work your way in. Throw in the surge chain, and it gets entertaining. So I think it's going to be most of the time just because it sets either the ebbs and the flood on the one end, and the other end sets on the dock, go figure. And in the summertime, they'll have winds, you know, upwards of even 50 knots blowing off the berth, and the wintertime, you know, 90 degrees too. It is particularly easy, and it's apparently you can come in from sea, especially in the summer, and have, you know, a 15-knot wind or 20-knot wind on your way in. Up in town, rivers will have, you know, 20 knots of wind, but right around the chip berth, they'll have 50. Just a, you know, going on.
Just got a call here. Hang on.
Alongside it. But they assist both elements of the work.